Dylan Stamen and David Johnstone is who we played with. And big goal for the Huskies. Again, that came at the 11-18 mark of the second period. That was an even-strength goal, tying up 1-1. And that was it for the scoring. But in the third period, the Minnesota State Mavericks really played well. And Jamie Phillips was standing on his head.
Leitner walks in. He'll fake it. Here's a shot. Hit the side of the net again. LaFontaine. It's got a save by Phillips. Right in front, he stopped Gervais. Jamie Phillips with another great save. The face on the penalty is over, trying to get the whistle. Shot save again. He holds on for the whistle. Oh, what a stop by Jamie Phillips. Back across the line, going to the front of the net. In front of shot. Save by Phillips. He stopped it again. The whistle sounds, and in Gervais from the hash marks was in clean on Phillips. Breaking up the center ice. Marganeri, you know, 1-on-1. Walks in, shoots. Save. Save by Jamie Phillips. Marganeri was in. He absolutely walked the defense. Walked right in, and Phillips made the save.
Those two opportunities for Gervais and Marganeri, both of those players, when they didn't score, looked up in the rafters like, how could I not score? Jamie Phillips was unbelievable.
Well, he really was, and that I think, in my opinion, that was his best game of the year. Yeah. You know, he had a real good game at Ferris, the 1-0 shutout earlier, and there's been a couple other ones sprinkled in there, but against the type of team Minnesota State is, and I believe they're third or fourth in the country in offense, and you know, Jamie stood tall, and he had to be. And, you know, we had out attempted them through two periods, shots on goal. And in the third period, they had 37 attempts to our 11. So, and a number of them on the power play. And that's when they really, you know, got the momentum from the two. They had two power plays in the third period. And that really gave them all the momentum. And Jamie had to stand tall. And he gave us a chance to win the game. Malcolm Gould didn't talk about his shot in the third period. Hits the post, you know, and on a real good play. So we didn't have many opportunities, but we had some great A's. And they had a number of grade A opportunities, and Jamie was good. I think sometimes it's like Phoenix Copley last year. The more work he gets, the better he seems to be. And we don't want to be like that, though. We got to limit the shots. And that's, you know, other than the third period, the power plays, I thought our team did a real nice job. And then we bounced back, and we had a strong overtime.
Was it concerning? Obviously it was.
Sure it is, yeah.
No, but I mean, those two chances behind our defense, Gervais and Marganeri.
Yeah, the defenseman got beat 1-on-1, and that's just a simple old school. You know, you play the man, and they had some speed, and there's a little bit of gap there, which makes it more difficult because the defenseman isn't right up on the player. So now there's some room to navigate a little bit, and you have some speed. So instead of just taking the body, our defenseman got caught watching the puck a little bit, and with the speed they have and the skill, they walked around him and got a good opportunity. But, having said that, that's why you have a goalie back there. And he's the one guy who can really change the outcome of the game. And I thought Jamie really gave us the opportunity to get the point and really to come back the next night with, you know, nothing lost, nothing gained, you know, same situation, same position. And I thought we'd play better the next night. So, you know, a lot of credit to Jamie putting us in a position to still have the opportunity to walk out of there in first place.
I was telling some of the people that maybe couldn't watch the video of the game, or, you know, they were just listening to the game, how great some of those saves were. I mean, the one where he dove across and made the save, you know, I was already ready to write down, you know, who had scored the goal. I mean, it was that close to being in. I mean, they were just NHL goaltender type saves.
Oh, yeah, when he stacked the pads mean, even I think one of their players commented on after the game, like, when's the last time you see a goalie come across and stack the pads? You just don't see that anymore.
So no,
it was a great goaltending performance by Jamie.
All right, so 1-1 the overtime final. As you said, we played very well in the overtime. We, for some reason, got things together, and they just couldn't handle us there, but we couldn't score.
Right, we did. That was our maybe you know, the best five-minute stretch here for a while. You know, we out-attempted them 5-2 and had a couple really good chances to score in overtime. And, boy, wouldn't that have been nice to sneak one in there, and you felt like you stole a game. But, you know, I want to congratulate Jamie, too. He's one of the finalists for the Mike Richter goaltending award, which is a new award just the last couple
last
of years.
Last year was the first year. Yeah,
yeah, that goes to obviously the best goalie in the country as well. You know, there's some criteria, you know, not only your play on the ice, but your activity in the community and how you do, you know, your student as a student in the school too. So
Mitch and I were talking about it. We liken it to the Cy Young, where, you know, he's still eligible for a Hobie Baker,
sure, yeah,
but you know, specific for pitchers, specific for a goaltender.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. Yeah, the Hobie Baker is obviously the top player and can go to anyone, and this one is more specific, like the Cy Young. So for position play, and He'll have an opportunity to win that. You know, there's some good goaltendings, but, you know, when you look at the stats, you know, he's right there as far as top five, I think, minutes played, save percentage, goals against average, he's right there. Shutouts, he's, you know, right up there too. So all the numbers, all the criteria, wins.
I think games played. He leads
the country in wins, so games played. So he's put a real nice body of work together.
All right, so 1-1 the overtime final. The Huskies eke out a point against a very good Minnesota State team, and a big point it was. So we go to the last game of the series Saturday night, and we'll talk about that on what happens when we return. Also, get your questions in for Coach Pearson. We've already got quite a few of them lined up, so get them in. We'll ask them later on in the hour. Our email address is dj@themix93.com. The Mel Pearson Show continues after these.
Holy brisket. Now at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, the Brisket Burger, a custom blend of brisket, chuck, and short ribs served on a toasted brioche bun. This special blend is the tastiest burger around, and if you're really hungry, try the Big Hog. The Library's brisket burger stuffed with Italian sausage topped with aged cheddar cheese, tasty crispy onion tanglers, and barbecue sauce. The Brisket Burger and Big Hog, only at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
The Silverado 1500 was built to be strong. Strong enough to be named North American Truck of the Year. And now they're getting even stronger with two more ways to flex more muscle. The new 2015 Silverado 2500 Heavy Duties. Both come with available Allison Transmission and Duramax Diesel. Legendary names backed by over 100 billion miles of real-world experience. Strong just got stronger. Stop by Kissel Chevy in Calumet and see Charlie, Dave, or Mario.
There's nothing quite like the anticipation of counting down to game day. And there's nothing like the real Coca-Cola taste of Coke Zero. No matter how you show your team spirit, with face paint, team jerseys, or grilling with friends and family, your game day won't be complete without ice-cold Coke Zero. Available at your local convenience store. Because nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero. So be sure to pick up some refreshing Coke Zero today. Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, family dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. We're going to Saturday night's game. The Huskies still 1 point behind Minnesota State going into Saturday night's game. And you were confident, Coach. I was confident that the Huskies were going to play quite a bit better than they did on Friday night. And I thought at times we certainly did, but at times we maybe didn't.
Yeah, you know, you make some adjustments from Friday night's game and the travel and the bus legs and whatever, and usually we've been pretty good on Saturday night. And I thought we'd bounce back and play a little bit better. And I think one of the areas we did a better job is we did eliminate the number of opportunities they have when we grade out scoring chances against. They didn't have as many, obviously, as they did the night before. First period, I think we were a little flat for whatever reason. They had that jump on us, but the building was hopping right from the get-go. And I think the energy level in the building, you know, translated to them and us. And not that you can be intimidated, but by the crowd and whatnot, but you get a little pit in your stomach, boy. And I thought they came out and jumped us pretty good in the opening period. And then from that point on, I thought things were pretty, you know, settled into a game, maybe after the first 10 minutes or so. And then, you know, obviously the third period, once they scored that power play goal, then it was, you know, we had a real uphill climb to get back in the game.
We scored the first goal of the game. It was our first lead of the weekend, and it was David Johnstone, only his fourth of the season, and it gave the Huskies a 1-0 lead.
Dumped across the line. Here come the Mavericks. Grant trying to make a pass, poked away by the Huskies, and trying to bring it up now. 2-on-1 for the Huskies across the line. David Johnstone shoots, scores! David Johnstone with a sniper goal! And the Huskies take a 1-0 lead with 4:19 left to go in the period.
Well, just a great goal by David Johnstone. So needed for him and for this team, for him to get going, and just a nice goal.
Well, it was, and it's nice to have David back in, and I think as he gets a few games under his belt here, he's only going to get better. And then now we got to position him and put him in a spot in our lineup where he's going to be real productive. So we'll make some changes, I think, this week, Dirk. And, you know, we've been just trying to get some guys back in, and CJ Ike looks like he'll be able to return now. We missed his speed and quickness in a series like that.